hear of a wash pot or wash kettle?
So.
And say if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd ask somebody to
close the door.
Or another one you could use.
Shut the door.
And you know, some houses have boards on the outside that lap over each other. Do you know what I mean?
Siding?
Uh-huh. Any other name for that?
Wood siding, that's all I know.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear of weatherboarding or clapboard?
Yeah. Yeah.
What did you hear it called?
Weatherboard.
Uh-huh. That's the same as the siding?
That would be.
And say if you wanted to hang up a picture, you'd take a nail and a
hammer.
And you say, I took the hammer and I whacked the nail in.
Hit.
Or I whacked the nail
drove.
In. Okay. And if it didn't get in far enough, you'd say it's got to be what in further?
Driven in further.
Okay. And you say you take the hammer if you want to whack the nail in.
Hit the nail.
Or whack the nail in.
Drop the nail in.
Okay. And before they had bathrooms inside, the villas that they had outside, they called them
outhouses.
Any other name for that?
Outhouses. Outdoor toilets.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear any joking names or sort of crude names?
Yes. I prefer not to say what it is.
What about a building they could use for storing wood?
A woodshed.
Okay, what about tools?
A tool shed. Uh-huh. That's what my husband has.
What different buildings would they have on a farm?
On a farm, the mm-hmm. thing that comes to my mind first is a barn.
Mm-hmm. What would be kept in the barn?
Just about everything down here.
Hay, tools.
Did you grow up around a farm?
No.
You always lived right?
Right in town, in Thibodaux.
You were born here, but then you moved to Thibodaux?
Thibodaux, right. Now I'm back over here again.
That's a pretty French area, isn't it? I mean,
Yeah. Everything's French down here.
Your parents spoke French, you
mm-hmm.
mm-hmm.
And your grandparents just spoke French.
Right.
What about the name Shreve? It sounds German to me. Do you know what that is or not?
I don't know where the name Shreve came from, really. I know Thibodaux was named after Scholar Thibodaux, you know, who founded the little town, but I don't know how Shreve got its name, really.
Well, the way
well Shreve was first a farm project, you know.
What do you mean?
Well, a lot of people would lease property and they would farm out here, and mm-hmm. then it got a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger, but mostly it was a farm project first.
The people who live here, if they need to do some shopping or something, they just go into Thibodaux.
Right.
It's the same parish as Homewood, but it's really closer.
We're closer to Lafourche Parish.
Mm-hmm.
In Thibodaux, I mean, you know, that's where all our money is spent in Thibodaux,
yeah.
Mostly.
This is then right just on the parish line.
Yeah, right. It's close to it.
What different animals would they have on the farm?
Cows, horses, pigs, chickens, ducks.
Where would they keep the cows?
Out in the field and bring it in the barn at night, I guess.
Uh-huh. What about the horses? Where would they stay?
Oh, they'd graze out there in the field too and come back in the barn at night.
Uh-huh. And the pigs?
Well, the pigs usually are in a pig pen,
mm-hmm.
and then the chickens usually have a chicken house.